This call is being recorded.
This is opportunity for you to get better every day at monitoring types of exchanges that you are having with people. How do you speak with one another? How do you speak to others that you work with? To your family. Many of you have a sense of shortness of time. They, of course, have brought this to you. There are so many things that are happening so quickly now. We know that it is frustrating for you. You think that everything is still unfolding. But indeed, things are coming to pass, as we have said. Take care of yourselves, dear ones. Take care to monitor what is happening in your life. See as changes are called forth from you. See that things are improving in your particular life, because you are the vanguard of the light workers. You are the ones who are making the way forward for the rest of the world. You are the one we count upon. And we love you. Our blessings and our love, namaste.
Mani Padme Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you to assist you in any way that we can. And one way that we can assist you now is in understanding here. You experienced something here today, those of you here in this room, the energies here. You see how they can affect you. You see how they are real. The one who had difficulty with this has not been acclimated to these energies, as Sananda has been saying. You, though, those of you here in the group, and those of you on the phone as well, for most of you anyway, you have been acclimated to these various energies. We have been working with you diligently to assist you and bring you along to be able to have these downloads, as you tend to call them, and to assist you in coming more and more and more to who you really are, and have the continued experience of moving up in vibration, moving up in higher into higher frequencies. And as you move up into these higher frequencies, you continue to have more and more experiences. You tend to have more glimpses past the veil, all of these things. But you are feeling these energies. You feel these energies and you experience these. But one who comes in who is new to this, that has not yet had this chance to, acclimate to these energies, you see here what occurs, that this one cannot handle the energies. So they are real. This is what we are trying to say in a very roundabout way here, but they are real energies. If you doubted that, please do not doubt it. They are very much real. You have created an energy pattern here, or an energy vortex here, when you have created this pillar of light. And it is very strong indeed. It is a beacon out from this particular home here that you are in now. And it is a beacon to all of those from all different realms, all different dimensions, to be aware of this happening here, this group, these experiences that you are having. And many come are called to this particular energy, to this beacon here. And as we have told you before, this is only the beginning. There will be many more who will be called to this beacon as a beacon of light that goes out to the cosmos here. You will find it, and you will also find, we're just giving you a little bit of heads up here, but it is also a beacon to those of galactic nature, those ships. So it is almost as if a lighthouse is beckoning to the ships that are out in the sea. But in this case, it is the sea in the galaxy. So you will understand this more and more as we move along here in this entire program that has been created and continue to work directly with you here. We are done with this now. Do you have questions for one who serves in the Shira?
I have a question.
Yes.
I'd like to ask God, infinite intelligence, if there is like a message that I should take to my family in Seattle or something that I should be aware of as I start on this journey.
Yes, if you are asking God, infinite intelligence, then simply ask yourself. Seriously.
Okay.
There is no more guidance or understanding or knowing than you have deeply within yourself already. Now, we understand that it is difficult sometimes to access that information and that knowledge. And that is where you find yourself. But you really are not. In terms of you have access to this. You have known you have access to this. So everything that you are getting about the, not saying goodbye, but saying farewell, there is a difference here. So as you say farewell to those, your loved ones, it is not that you will not see them again. It is that you are moving on. There is a continuance in your expression as you move on. We are not speaking of the death process here. We are speaking of moving on in terms of becoming unattached to all of those around you. This is for all now, all for this. That you all must come to an understanding to become unattached to everything and everyone around you. That is not to mean do not be loving to your loved ones. That does not mean that. It does not mean to give up on your loved ones or never see them again. It simply means to not have an attachment to anyone or anything. Because you are yourself, you within yourself are God within yourself. You have no need of anyone or anything else. Ashira, anything to add here?
I would say, Mary Lou, as we always say, just love them. Enjoy yourself. You will have moment to moment what you need to say, and you will be in the right place to be able to pick that up, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Any other questions here?
Hello, one who serves. It's Michelle from England. I'd like to ask what advice you'd have for somebody who is trying to start up a new Prepare for Change group. Please.
First thing we can tell you is what you are already in the process of doing, and that is to start it. Once you have started it, that you have a saying, or maybe it is not a saying from where you come from, but build the field and they will come. It is from a movie. And if you do that, if you put in the effort, go through the various activities that you must do and to create the experience, in other words, put the word out in any way that you can, and they will come. That is what this is all about. It is about reaching out to your fellow light workers and light sharers and light bearers and to reach out to them and to...
Hi.
continue the program that has been started, not by here in this group, not by the Prepared for Change group, but by long, long ago, those of you that came here, that volunteered to come here, to be a part of this expression here on the earth, to assist others in awakening at this particular time. This is what it is all about. So simply have the intention and go through the motions that you must do to create this experience, and you will find that as you do this, that they will be drawn to you. That is all you need to bring out. Please, whoever is on the phone that is not muted, please mute your phone.
Thank you.
Somebody is not muted on their phone here. This is why we did the crazy contractions that you have. Why don't we just get the telepathy here? No need for any of this stuff.
We're ready.
I know, you're all ready. We're ready too.
Okay, now mute your phone.
We think they did now. I think they got the message here. Well, that is what we would say. Sheila, anything to add here?
I would ask if you have any questions further about this.
I can't hear you very well, unfortunately, Ashira. And the first part of the meeting, I couldn't hear well either. I don't know why.
I think that One Who Serves gave you wonderful information, and I was just simply asking if you had any further questions along this line.
Just that how I recently went to an eco-village spiritual community. I felt guided to go to Damanhur in Italy, and I felt that that was going to help me to gain some skills and knowledge to help with this reaching out to other people in my own country. Do you have anything to say about the role of these eco-village and spiritual communities?
Well, you're going to see more and more of those building upon the planet as these changes continue to go forward. That one is a particularly lovely group, good people who are doing good work. If that is something that you are interested in doing, that is a whole other ball game as opposed to just setting up weekly meetings with one another. But there's no reason that cannot move into such an event. They have many of those kinds of places located in the Great British Isles as well. So we would say do your research. Visit a number of different locations and open your meetings, start your meetings going, and see where you are led. Your higher self is in charge here. Know that. Know that you are not without guidance, and that when you can tune in and do the research you need to do, you will have all of this unfold for you. Okay?
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
Very good. Any other questions here?
I have a question. For many of us, we have friends, family, and loved ones who are responding to this energy with getting triggered emotional outbursts. Do you have any advice on how to respond or to help them get through these triggered emotional outbursts because the energy is coming in?
Again, be unattached. Do not let yourself become involved in their particular outbursts, their reactive natures, things of this nature. This is going to increase, people. This is going to increase greatly as the energies continue to build. And as Sananda has said several times now, that are not acclimated to these energies. They're going to go through some of the same things that you have gone through earlier in your involvement in your ascension process here. So it is important for you to allow for them to have whatever it is they must go through, because they are going through their own ascension process. as it must work for them. So do not be concerned about them. Just be there for them. Assist them if they need assistance or if they ask for it. And let it go. Just go with the flow here, Ashira.
We always say, give people what they need and spoonful, our friend. People will come to you, friends, neighbors, strangers will come to you. We would share that it is not a time to load them, overload them, or any other thing. Give them what they need in spoonfuls, and they will be able to come back to you with a greater open heart as they move through each of their trials. This is indeed part of what everyone upon the planet is going through. Thank you.
Any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question, please.
Yes.
It's about a dream. This dream was a lot of snakes, and they were long and they were very thin, and I kept jumping over. And my daughter, who has passed on, was in my dream, and she kept picking one up and then showing me the head, like, it won't hurt you. That's the impression I got. And I'm telling you, there were so many snakes that I was just jumping them. Could you help interpret that, please?
Yes, we can, but we think Ashira wants to address this first.
We will address this first. So, Rita, are you fond of snakes?
No, I love snakes. I'm not afraid of them. I had a pet snake once, and I've really never been afraid of them.
Well, it's very important for us when we discuss dreams with people to know what perspective you may have. So if you're someone who does not mind being around snakes, and your daughter who has passed shows you that these are safe snakes, these are snakes that have blunt heads, sounds like garter snake kinds of snakes to us, but they would be representative of spirituality, of wisdom, an opportunity for you to get involved with the understanding that you are expanding, having more and more opportunities for the growth in these areas. So as this dream occurred, and you were jumping and, you know, just trying to avoid stepping on these, it sounds, I think that it is sharing with you that you have wisdom and insight and it's growing, and that indeed your daughter is assuring you that it's safe to move forward. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, we can also share something here you may not have considered, but it is happening to more and more and more people, and this is certainly the snakes are indicative of the Kundalini energy rising. And this is happening, it has happened within you, the particular one who is asking this question. As you know, you have had a particular, what you would call, many would call, a miraculous healing here. It is not miraculous. It is simply science that has occurred here. And your Kundalini energy rose at that particular time and created the opening for you to have the perfect healing process here, which you have had. And it continues because of your belief system. You believe it, and then you see it, you see? So everything is going according to plan for you, especially as you know many things that you have not shared in the various groups as we move along here. But you have a very strong connection, as you know. So that is all we can say on this at this time. Just know that everything is happening as it needs to, and everything is being orchestrated here. Okay?
Well, yes. Oh, thank you. That just reached my heart. Yes. I've experienced a lot that I have not said or told in the group. Thank you so much.
Any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes. think you need to speak up so others can hear the question?
I recently had an experience that, a sleep experience, that I used to have quite frequently back in the 70s, all the time. And I hadn't had this in a long time, but I sleep on my stomach a lot. And recently I had this incident where I was asleep on my stomach, and it feels as though something is pinning me down. So when I try to, in this state, I feel like if I can just turn over on my back, then I can come out of it. So can you tell me, give me some indication of what those experiences are? Because I haven't had them in years, and I just recently had one.
As we can find it, this is what you would call a letting go process, a letting go of various things that have occurred to you in the past, and it is a connection. It is a connection to a time long ago, and you had those experiences, and then things happened in your life that moved you away from this particular ideal, or ideal here we will use. And now you have come back. Now it has come back to look at this again. Not so much look at it from a conscious level, but from a subconscious or unconscious level here. And this is what is occurring as we can see. It is not something to be concerned about. Simply when you have this experience, just glow with it. Let it be what it is. There is nothing harmful here. There are no dark energies or anything of this nature that we can see. So just let it be. But if you feel comfortable turning over onto your back, then do so. Let it be what it is. Bashira?
I don't think I'm going to add anything to that.
Very good.
Thank you.
Any further questions here before we release channel?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
So this morning when I woke up, on the kitchen counter, I have some papers for an event that's coming up this week, coming week, and I saw a feather next to that, the stack of papers that I have, very tiny, just wondering who that might be from.
Shira, do you want to tackle this one?
Actually, we are going to send you back home. This is one who is reaching out to you, but we are not going to say a lot about this one. Someone who means something to you, and by leaving this particular sign, you know deeply what this means.
Very good. Any further questions here?
Yes, Ashira, I attended this heart math workshop with Bob, and I'm so much interested to jump on to that one. I know reval is getting postponed, and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do in my job anyway. Is it a good time to switch?
Alejandro, you are so divinely led. You're so divinely led by your higher self that is very clear about messages to you. We will say that Barb has a wonderful way with this heart math information. And you have a wonderful background with corporate America. You know how to get in with people and how to share with people. We know that everyone is coming toward the end of what they are doing now and looking for the future to say, what can I do for my future? Investigate this. Give yourself an opportunity to look at it very seriously. How many appointments would you need? How many businesses do you need to contact? How would you go about setting this business up? It's not just a matter of knowing and talking. It's a matter of moving forward.
Oh, it's in my hand.
This is an opportunity that you may decide that is a good fit for you. So we would say that, first of all, you need to do your homework as well, sir. It's not going to be delivered to you on a silver platter.
Thanks, Sheila.
Yeah, thank you for asking the question.
We reiterate also to just go with it, to allow for the process to take hold as you move forward with this or with anything. And this goes for all here. You are all coming to a point where it is not going to be the same old, same old. Those various jobs that you have that you do not like anymore, you are going to be moving away from them. Even jobs that you do like, you're going to be moving away from them as well. There are going to be many new opportunities that are going to arise as you move along. And there are also going to be many opportunities to just sit back and relax and not have to do things that you do not want to do anymore. All of this is coming. When you think of that which is a replicator, when those are introduced, what need do you have of going shopping anymore? What need do you have of having trucks delivering products to stores anymore? What need do you have to go to various courtrooms and things of this nature? None of this is going to be important anymore. You see, everything is going to be shifting. Through a transition, yes, but it is going to be a shift nevertheless. So just allow for the process to continue. Go about your daily business as you need to, but know that all of this is shifting, and your consciousness, as it raises in vibration, is going to be moving toward other avenues, other areas where you want to explore here, okay? Any further question here now? We release channel. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the